Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Well, July is about to come to a close, and we have one more week with our friend John Owen at the beach, and we will take with us his volume, The Holy Spirit. Very fascinating, the tradition of reflection on and the teaching on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit in the Reformed tradition. Warfield, at one point, called John Calvin the theologian of the Holy Spirit. Warfield was saying that because he wanted to emphasize how central, how crucial the doctrine of the Holy Spirit was to John Calvin and, consequently, to the Reformed tradition. I've seen this in Jonathan Edwards. The doctrine of the Holy Spirit is all over the pages of the writings of Jonathan Edwards. And in between those two figures, John Calvin and Jonathan Edwards, is our John Owen, in his book, The Holy Spirit. I mention that because in that book, he draws heavily on the Reformed tradition, on Calvin, on that first, second generation of Reformers from the 16th century, and flowing from him, those who were to come and to follow him also relied on his work. So here we have this great book on the Holy Spirit. As Owen approaches this book, he starts with talking about a biblical theology of the Holy Spirit. He shows the work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, and then he moves to the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of Christ, and then he moves into the epistles and shows the work of the Holy Spirit in the epistles. When it comes to the Christian life, Owen focuses on two things: the work of the Holy Spirit in regeneration. As Dr. Sproul often said, the essence of the Reformed faith, the essence of being Reformed, is to realize this truth: regeneration precedes faith. We are dead in our trespasses and sin, and we need to be brought to life, brought to newness of life. And it is the work of the Holy Spirit who regenerates. This mirrors the work of the Holy Spirit of creating life. Back in Genesis, the breath of God, the ruach of God, the Spirit of God hovering over the waters, bringing life, bringing light. This is the work of regeneration. Then there is the work of sanctification. That is the work in the believer of making the believer progress in holiness. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwells us. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. The Holy Spirit teaches us to pray and helps us as we pray. The Holy Spirit assures us of our salvation, which can be a great encouragement to us. This is all the work of the Holy Spirit in sanctification. Here's how Owen puts it succinctly. This work of sanctification differs from regeneration. Regeneration is instantaneous. It is one single creating act, whereas sanctification is progressive. It is begun at the moment of regeneration and is continued gradually. Holiness is like seed sown in the ground. It grows gradually into a full plant. Those lines are from chapter 15, which Owen entitled Sanctification, a Lifelong Work. There are three key words here. One is progress. Progress. Continually making progress, moving in the right direction. The other key word is that word continued and continually. This is not something that you reach a plateau and stop, or you get to a certain point in life and you stop. It's continued. But then there is another word here, and it is the word gradual. How pastoral is Owen being when he tells us that sanctification is gradual? Be patient. Be patient with your successes in mortifying sin. Be patient with your growth in holiness. I think that's what Pastor Owen is telling us in this wonderful book on the Holy Spirit. Well, that's John Owen and that's his book, The Holy Spirit. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history. I see we have a few seconds left. Let me share with you a quote from the great devotional writer Oswald Chambers. Chambers said, "There is one being who can satisfy the last aching abyss of the human heart, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ."